Dr. Pinsky with the Mount IME on September 5 regarding Joseph Tatum, T-A-T-E-M. Joseph Tatum is a 70-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 5/4/21. He was lifting a steel bar that weighed over 70 pounds. It appeared it slipped from his right hand and he caught it with his left. The next day he noticed swelling in the hand and went to a Lady of Lourdes emergency room. He had further evaluation leading to a final diagnosis of a pulled muscle. He was treated with a soft cast for 3 weeks. He did not undergo any surgery and has completed a course of active treatment. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Tatum alleged he was pulling a lift mechanism, injuring his left wrist, thumb, hand, and fingers. Per treatment records show he was seen at WorkNet on 5/10/21. He complained of left wrist pain. He had 3 prior work-related injuries. He recently underwent an x-ray of the left wrist at the emergency room that showed no fracture. They reviewed its results and performed a clinical exam. There was decreased range of motion about the wrist. He was diagnosed with a left wrist sprain for which he was begun on anti-inflammatory medication, cryotherapy, exercises, and a left wrist splint. He participated in therapy on the dates described but remained symptomatic. New paragraph. An MRI of the left wrist was done on 6/17/21 to be inserted here. He followed up at WorkNet through 7/1/21. At that time, make that through 7/1/21 to review its results. His diagnosis at that juncture was amended to contusion and sprain of the left wrist. He was referred for orthopedic hand surgeon consultation. New paragraph on 6/25/21. Mr. Tatum was seen by Dr. Schall, S-C-H-O-L-L. He noted the treatment that had been rendered to date. He told WorkNet he was lifting a metal gate and felt a sudden pop in his left wrist. His course of treatment was further reviewed and physical exam was done. He diagnosed left wrist sprain and opined he was slowly moving in the correct direction. He recommended anti-inflammatory and a prednisone taper. He should continue therapy and wear his brace as much as tolerated. If after 4 weeks of therapy and oral steroid treatment, if he was still symptomatic, then a hand surgical consultation was advised for possible injection therapy. At that juncture, he would be at maximum medical improvement. New paragraph on 8/10/21, the petitioner was reevaluated by Dr. Schall. He reported about 90% improvement with an injection a month ago. He felt a few more visits of physical therapy would be all he needs. He no longer has any pins and needles, common numbness or tingling, but does have some mild discomfort in the wrist. He rendered an additional diagnosis of left carpal tunnel syndrome, thinking he may have some median nerve irritation as well. He appeared 8 more sessions of therapy were ordered, after which he would be at maximum medical improvement. Period, he could return to work without restrictions on 9/10/21. Period, physical exam. Extremities, upper motion of the wrist was full, but extension and radial deviation elicited tenderness without crepitus. Period, motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period, hands, wrist, elbow, Finkelstein's maneuver on the left elicited centralized wrist tenderness. Period, Phelan's maneuver on the left elicited a tingling sensation on the dorsal hand and up the forearm, including the thumb, index, and middle fingers. Period, after performing this maneuver, he shook out his hand. Period, Phelan's and Finkelstein's were negative on the right. Period, spine, cervical is normal. Paragraph, he pointed to his area of tenderness to be on the dorsal left wrist centrally. Period, he also complained of numbness in the left pinky finger and the proximal portion of the ring finger from the PIP proximally. Period. Impressions on 5/4/21. Joseph Tatum injured his left wrist at work lifting a heavy metal piece of equipment or gate. Period. He appears to have gone to the emergency room where x-rays were done. Period. He followed up at WorkNet, who placed him in a splint and referred him for physical therapy. Period, since he remained symptomatic, an MRI was done on 6/17/21 to be inserted here. Period, new paragraph, he was evaluated by Dr. Scholl on 6/25/21, who made recommendations relative to further treatment and the necessity of a hand surgical consultation. Period, Mr. Tatum had additional therapy with 90% improvement. Period, as of 8/10/21, he was released from Dr. Scholl's care. Period, new paragraph, the current exam found he had full range of motion of the left wrist with tenderness but no crepitus. Period, he had intact strength by manual muscle testing and hand dynamometry. Period, Phelan's and Finkelstein's maneuvers gave some tingling sensations, as noted above. Period. He did complete his pain disability questionnaire, which ranged from mostly a level of 0 to a high level of 2. Period, in terms of the quick dash, he had mostly level 2, comma 2 items at level 3, and 1 item at level 4. Period, new paragraph. Please double check that we are doing this through regular New Jersey workers' compensation rating as opposed to the AMA guides. Period. End.